It's betting, Jim, but not as we know it.
This is big.
And welcome to the Bookie Bashing Weekly Bashcast, brought to you by QVC. Looking at next week's opportunities and last week's profits. This is Bashcast episode number 108. At least that's what people say. Shibasaki with the corner. In the afternoon on Thursday the 28th of June 2018. Just because I'm 40 years old doesn't mean that I can't enjoy a little bit of Taylor Swift. I've got a 2-year-old daughter, she loves it. And it's like an earworm, this song. Japan playing Poland. Shibasaki just had a corner. Lewandowski didn't get the first goal, but Poland have scored. They are going out, though. Senegal playing Colombia. Colombia 1-0. Could do this finishing. Colombia winning. And Senegal scoring. But I'll take both Colombia and Poland to set up a 66-1 at Skybet. From Senegal, they have to score. So as we're standing, Poland can't mathematically go through. Senegal are going out unless they score. And he's missed on the 5-yard line. It's Mala. Hell of a week in the World Cup. Hell of a week in the Bashcast. Site went down on the weekend. Sorry about that. That was annoying for everybody concerned. Got it back up and running now. This is where Taylor goes a bit weird now. Hella good hair. Bashcast has now got its own haters. Hello to everyone if you hate the Bashcast. Big love to one and all. It's getting feisty, this Senegal game. Senegal desperately pushing forward. This isn't going to finish 1-0. There's a Bashcast prediction. There's more goals than this. Try following Psychoff Trader, I think his name is, on Discord for over... under goals live in play matches. He seems to be relatively successful and good at what he does. Just a short Bashcast this week because, look, I've been on it for 13 days in a row. Oh, 14 days in a row. 14 days ago, we kicked off with Russia versus Saudi Arabia, which we predicted would be a rubbish match, and there was like over 5.5 in that. So I'm just going to do a quick review in this one, do the bets, and go in and prepare for the England match tonight, which is going to be a weird one. England play Belgium this evening. By the time you listen to this, you'll know what happened. But at the moment, we don't know if Vardy's playing or not. It looks like he isn't, which has sort of destroyed my trade because I backed him at 5.3, thinking he was going to play and he was going to come down to 4.5, and now he's like 10.5 today. So I'm in no man's land with that trade. I can't exactly trade out. That'd be useless. Not at 5.3, 10.5. So I'm just going to wait and see what happens. Maybe he'll be miraculously added to the team and then his price will drop. And if it doesn't, we'll just hope that somebody else scores the first goal. It's a real disaster if he comes on at 82 minutes and it's 0-0. Because then he plays like 9 minutes, doesn't score, doesn't have an opportunity to score, and our back is still out there. But though, that's the game that we play. It's the dangers of trading first goal scorer. If I lose it all, I've made enough trading first goal scorer that that's a penalty, isn't it? Senegal? It is not. It's a free kick the other way to Colombia. Wow. Amazing. Yeah, Senegal, who were second in the table going into this game, look like they're going out. And then tonight England play Belgium, as we know. The farcical lopsided draw, which sees basically the second place team between England and Belgium getting an actual advantage and progressing through the tournament. Everyone says, you've got to beat every team. Well, actually, it's a lot harder to beat three good teams than it is just to beat one good team. So were England to get to the quarterfinals, they'd be looking, if they won it, like they would be in the same half of the draw as France, Argentina, Brazil, Mexico, Uruguay. And if they come second, it looks like they would have Russia, Croatia, Denmark, Switzerland, Japan. I mean, you can't say that there isn't going to be some sort of tactical play this evening. That's why Kane and Lukaku have been rested and they're both fielding their second-rate teams. But it makes it very difficult to have a bet on this evening's game. Not that that stopped me, especially with Red Army bets chaos recently. So we didn't do too badly in the England-Panama game, but one thing that would have been incredible would have been had Kane scored first, because he was 2.75 at Betfred, and it just looked like all the way he was going to be coming in from 3.5. And rather predictably, he did, so it was easy to trade, and it was easy to get on DDHH. He actually came in, I think, to 2.94, something like that. So he could trade out for very little loss. England win 6-1. John Stones got the header in the 8th minute. England scored 5 first half goals to be 5-0 up. But Kane, whilst he got his hat-trick, didn't score first, which was, it would have been a really big payday had he done. So never mind there. So I wasn't on him against Tunisia, and he got double the light. I was on him against Panama, and he didn't get double the light. And then tonight you have the confusion of who's starting and who's not starting. But it would be nice if England showed some tactical nous and just shipped a few into their own net tonight, wouldn't it? So I'm not going to play any of the goals from the Panama game, because you were probably watching them like I was. However, do you know what was funny? Listening to the Germany game against South Korea. Especially on 5 Live. How much fun. It's Chris Sutton. It's brilliant, that. So, Germany are out. That does any anti-post bets on Spain and Brazil to win the World Cup final the world of good. No one's looking decent, though. The only teams that are looking decent are coming out of Group G. Belgium and England. And Belgium have got individual flair, but they're not playing like a team. Never say never. England to reach the final. Well, we had a bet on them last week. At 7-1. That's an anti-post bet, so we don't know how that's doing. Shaqiri, anytime goal scorer for Switzerland. We had £100 on him at 4-1. He did score, so we're returning £500 from that bet. England, Colombia, Japan didn't come in. Belgium, Mexico and Germany didn't come in. So we're at minus 140. But we also have... How many anti-post bets do we still have live? 70. So we're only really minus 70. Our anti-post bets that have now lost are Brazil, Germany and France to win their groups. Germany didn't win their group, I don't think. And Brazil or Germany to win. Oh, well, Brazil could still win, I guess, actually. So, but... what are we going to add today? We're going to add more England. It's all going to be England bets. I didn't want to necessarily make all the Bashcast bets England bets. I would have taken any value going. It happens to be the Red Army bet. I've got England to reach the semi-final. At 3-1. So we're going to put 50 quid on that because we can. And it's 3-1. And 2.6 is the actual fair market price for that. So £50 on. There was an England to win and Kane anytime goal scorer tonight, but Kane's not playing, so we're not going to do that. Tunisia and England are up at Energy Bet. They were up at... K8 at 8-1, which was an insane price because it's 5.2 to lay. And also they were up at Matchbook, which meant that we didn't have an upper limit. But EnergyBet are still good as well. And because we don't really know what's going on with the England team tonight, we're not going to go crazy, but we're still going to have a decent-sized bet at EnergyBet. We're going to have £100 at 5.7 that England and Tunisia win tonight. And I'm also going to top that up at Matchbook with another £100. That's a little bit lower. That'll be at 5.4. After commission, we can get just now. So we'll see how those go. 5.2, both of the lays. We're also going to have a penalty awarded double, which is not a boost, but I'm just taking them. So at Bet365, you can have penalty awarded on both games tonight. That's going to be £100 at 2.75 times 2.75. That's going to be 7.5. Actually, let's do two doubles and a treble on that. So we're going to see if we can get roughly our money back if one of them comes in. And that's going to be in the England game and in the Panama game. Penalty awarded in England and Panama. I've been doing daily Yankees hoping that there would be four in a day, but there hasn't been so far. Panama. We're also just going to finalise it with Uruguay to reach the semi-final. Again, at Red Army Bet to reach semi-final. And that's 5-1. We're going to have £100 on that. Poland have finished 1-0 and have beaten Japan. So Senegal have to score in the next 50 seconds here. This is quite fun. Senegal score in 50 seconds. They go through. But the goalkeeper is dribbling it to the corner flag. Not quite doing a Neuer. Yeah, you're required to reach the final. I'm having £100 on that at 4-1. 5-1 even. That was a very, very quick 650 quid we just placed, bringing our bookie bashing bankroll down to 1,300. But the knockout phases is where the money's going to be on this one. That's for sure. Carlos Valderrama behaving a little bit better than Diego Maradona when the camera cut to him. Should be up now. That is it. Senegal are out. I had some anti-post bets on Senegal, so that's frustrating. Okay, so what's been happening this week in the world of Valley? It's been an interesting week. It definitely appears that value has been getting lower as the World Cup's going on, especially places like William Hill, where there were loads of decent bets in the first few days, and then they just tightened up. It's as if somebody in senior management has gone, no, we are offering way too much value. You know, people are winning bets, so you got to cut the prices. But they've cut them so far that it's all but dried up there. The one book that's a bit odd is Red Army Bet, along with Fans Bet, who've been having the most insanely large boosts there. You know, like Suarez to score and Uruguay to win was 6-1 to back, 4.9 delay. And also, these aren't tenors. They're taking 60, 70, 80 quid on these. They say max 40 on their emails, but I don't know. I've been getting more on. So Red Army Bet have had the best bets, basically, so far. Tonight they've got a load of... They do like a load of anytime goal scorers, like Kane to score first in England to win 2-0, 2-1, 3-1, which is quite hard to work out. But look, if they've got a decent odds-on striker in there, and then if you work out the Dutch of the individual correct scores, and that works out to be extremely good EV, then you're in safe ground, because you shouldn't be multiplying those two together. They are inclusive of each other. So if you're multiplying anytime goal scorer by the Dutch of the correct score lays, and it's still decent EV, then you know it's a very, very good bet. Even if it's close, it's a very, very good bet. And it has been a couple of times. So just keeping an eye on those. Who would have thought the Red Army Bet would have been the bookmaker of the day for this World Cup? Not me. Some have been awful, like William Hill. Some have just been taking the pee, like Paddy Power and Coral. Coral have boosted prices that are much lower than normal prices elsewhere. Like, I saw they had Tunisia to score a penalty boosted to 3-1. So there's a maximum there that's not very high. And the boosting, not a penalty in the game. And by the way, historically, a penalty awarded in a game would be 3-1. But this is Tunisia to score. So it has to be awarded to the particular team, and they have to score it, which they don't do once out of every five times. Tunisia to score a penalty, 3-1. Well, you could bet that at 9-2 at Bet365. And probably a fair market price would be 5-1. Maybe higher. So this boost to 3-1 is just crazy. It's like they are really ripping. I wonder how many people bet on those. I wonder how many people look at just being told that Tunisia to score a penalty boosted to 3-1 is a boost and it's good value. I also wonder if they limit people for taking that. I mean, Coral essentially are paying out 1-2 on a coin flip. They're paying out 1.5 on a coin flip. And I reckon if you took that bet over and over again, they would actually limit you. They would restrict your account. It's crazy. I've seen Messi to get two goals or more, and Messi's just been drowned out all tournament, although he did grab the bull by the horns in the last game. But I've seen that at 13 to back and 24.9 to lay. And they'll limit you anyway on that. And so in terms of these boosted prices being value, they certainly aren't all. And then I've seen at Paddy Power, this is, I think, is proof that the water's price is just made up to suit their needs when they want it. So they had Germany and Mexico as the power price, both to win, was 6-4, now 3. And just below, they had a power price, which is Germany and Mexico, both to win, was 11-8, and now 2.75. So it's almost like they just take the boosted price and shave off a couple of increments from it and then call that the was price. Come on, what was it? Was it 2.75 or was it 3? If it was 2.75, why are you saying it was 3 before? Why are you saying it was 2.75? Was it ever 2.75? I would wonder what the marketing authority thought of this, but I don't care enough to report them about it. A weird edge that we might have. Apparently the Simpsons, who have predicted a lot of things, like Trump being president, well, they've predicted Mexico versus Portugal to be a World Cup final years ago. And so lots of daft people have been betting on this eventuality. You can get 200-1 just now at Betway, 150-1 at other places. There is a lay of 75-1, Whether you want to underlay things that only happen once out of every 74 times is up to you. Mind you, saying that, going into the Belgium game today, I do have a value bet of 125-1, which is relatively exciting for me. It was England to win all three games and conceding them all. Well, it was England 2-1 against Tunisia, England 6-1 against Panama. And so going into tonight, England to win and both teams to score is about 6.4. So I've got 126.4 on that game. No way I'm touching any of that. I'm letting it all ride. That was at Paddy Power. Could have got 500 quid in it. I didn't. I could have. Because some of the weird boosts, even like Gob de Cams, you can get £500 on them. Don't ask me how. Don't ask me what's going on there. So I would really like it. Now, whilst we've been recording the Bashcast, by the way, Keynes Lay has come in from 10.5 back to 5.5. Someone's just shown me a graph. Let me see what the latest lay is with my delayed feed on a logged out Betfair. First goal scorer in the England game. Yeah, he was 10.5 to lay, which meant that he wasn't playing. And 5.3 to back, 8.2 to lay. That just means that no one knows what's going on, doesn't it? Last price match, 5.5. There you go. Maybe he will play. Get me out of jail. Vardy in this match, 7.7 to back, 7.2 to lay for first goal scorer. Bit Batshuayi. You'd think Vardy and Batshuayi are the most likely goal scorers, strikers to start this game, and they're 9.2 and 7. Perhaps the market is reflecting it might be a draw. Time will tell. 2 hours from kickoff. Okay, guys, that's enough to take us to the break. You're listening to the Bashcast, and it's brought to you by BookieBashing.net. Welcome back to the Bashcast. That's Private Dancer by Ost and Yex. 2018. In the bookie bashing news. JetBull, I haven't logged into there for a while. Had an account for a few years, but someone pointed me into an offer I would ordinarily ignore because it's got the words free spins in it. But this was different. This was a lot of EV in this. The offer was win up to 1,000 daily spins. Okay, well, no, my first reaction is, are they at 10p? Well, no, they're not. They are daily spins on Nectan. Slots. Choose your own Nectan slot. So you could choose Real Rush, 50p a spin. Alien Attack, I think, is 60p a spin. So let's call it 50p a spin. You could, and what happens is you pick your anytime goal scorer, and the odds are terrible, but some of the favourites aren't so bad because they can't go too low. Neymar, Ronaldo, Messi. And if he does score, you get 250 free spins with a times 30 wagering requirement and a times 10 cap. So 250 spins. Let's say he only scores once. At 50p, you look after times 30 wagering requirements. You're looking at about £100 worth of extra value on top of on top of your bet. And when you're having a £50 bet on any time goal scorer, that makes life interesting. And you can get up to, you know, if he scores four times, you get up to 1,000 spins, which would be £500 worth of free spins, albeit there's wagering on the winning. So that's cool. So I went in for that. I sort of busted the first three, didn't get the anytime goal scorer. I think I had Messi when he didn't score in his second game and a couple others. But finally, I got on the scoreboard with Neymar getting his 97th minute goal. And I got my free spins and I played them on Real Rush. And I won £150, about just a little bit more than what could reasonably have been expected from those free spins. So now I've got times 30 wagering requirements. I've got to wager about £4,500 and I've got a max conversion of times 10 free spins, so £1,500. And I wager them through and I do really well. I make about £800. That's nice, isn't it? Just in the background whilst I'm doing some work. And right at the end, as expected, I finish wagering, my balance disappears and I'm expecting it to get reinstated with about £800 more than it was. Well, it came back and it had £80 more than it was. What's going on here? Oh, chat ball full of bugs. So I went on to live chat to just say, look, you know, I don't know what's happened here, but it's wrong. And I was on live chat for an hour, which is really frustrating because I wanted to go to bed, but I also wanted my £800. And after an hour, the lady pointed me in the direction of the terms of conditions, not for the offer, but for free spins. And as it transpires, there are three sets of terms and conditions that apply to this offer now. Not one, three. Because, of course, you can't just have one set of terms and conditions for an offer, can you? So you got the terms and conditions for the 1,000 daily spins, which says, you know, you got to bet so much and you get so many free spins and then other things. You've got general terms for casino bonuses, which says what games are excluded because, of course, you can't play a slot that other people play and you can't play blackjack and blah, blah, blah. And then there's a third set of terms and conditions, which are now general free spins terms. And I had read them all. And the general free spins terms do say the maximum winnings from any free spins allowed for withdrawal after wagering is met is £100. It's €100, £80. But it does say in the daily spins that the maximum conversion is times 10 the free spins. So whilst they're contradictory, the terms and conditions for the specific odd offer have to take precedence. So she pointed me in the direction of this, and that's why only £80 dropped into my account, because like £82 is €100. But I'm like, no. So I went to point her in the direction of the terms and conditions for the specific offer, and the line that said there were times 10 limit on the winnings had gone. I thought I was going mad, but I was not the only person that saw this. Other people saw it as well. And also, their new numbering system was missing out term number 7. So it went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So whilst I was on live chat to the lady, they had actually gone into the terms and conditions and amended them and deleted a term. And I called her out on this. I said, I see what's happened here. You've changed the terms and conditions. That's why it took an hour. And her reply was there anything else you can help me with? I can help you with today. And I went, yeah, revert back to the old terms and conditions, please. And she asked me to have a good evening and then hung up on me. So I complained via email and I got an email back saying, it says clearly that the maximum winnings is €100. This won't be overturned. It was really annoying. So I'd won £150 back from Neymar. £80 from the free spins. I didn't have the energy to fight it. I probably could have, but the problem was I didn't have a screenshot of the original terms and conditions, which is a real smoking gun. I could have probably fought it with that and without that screenshot. I didn't have it. I just had the trust of my own memory, and also I knew that other people had seen it, but they didn't have screenshots either. I withdrew my £230. Then, in the middle of the England game, I get an email saying they're confiscating my funds, and I can now only withdraw £80. So I'm not even getting the £150 for Neymar, which I bet with my own money and won. And I had 5 losing anytime goal scores before then. So they've confiscated £520 from the free spins. They were also confiscating the Neymar, which they said the reasoning behind why they did this was ridiculous. In fact, let's read it out, okay? This is their email from me, which happened in the middle of the England match. I really shouldn't have watched it. Read it, because it brought a downer, more of a downer than Harry Kane not scoring. By the way, just make sure that we know exactly what his lay is at all times. 7.4 just now, it's not helping. Looks like he's not going to play. Yeah, here's the email. For reference, hi Tom Schranly. We are writing this email to congratulate you on completing the wagering requirement from your free spins. That's good, isn't it? However, you have breached our general terms and conditions for free spins, specifically point 7, which has stated the maximum winnings from the free spins is limited to €100. Well, I've already been through this. Because of this, we are confiscating the additional €152. Then they give the link. You can now find 88 Great British Pounds, which is equivalent to €100, available in your account, which you can withdraw. Please do not try to withdraw more than £88. So there you go. They've confiscated these 520, and now they've confiscated the Neymar. So I'm going to fight this, but I'm busy. So it's really annoying. I've got confiscated funds that were unfair number one, the free spins, which I could fight, but I don't have the smoking gun. And now I've got confiscated funds number two, which is my Neymar winnings, and I'm left with €88 in the free spins. That's the last time I'm going to be betting at JetBall, I'll tell you that. That's for sure. Are there any edges anywhere?
There are edges everywhere.
We've definitely had edges if we've been continuing to bet on penalties throughout the World Cup. The hypothesis at the beginning, penalties were priced up at 3-1 by the bookmakers, but VAR just has to make it different. It puts referees under pressure to get penalties in the first place. They're not grappling, by the way, in the box. I don't know if that's any different, but just the presence of VAR. The hypothesis, the untested hypothesis, is that that's just going to make a higher incidence of penalties. A fair market price in 2014 would have been 4.92. Well, after 17 games, we've discussed this before, fair market price without VAR would have been 2.8. So it's like nearly half the price. And I think that's the pressure the referees are under. With VAR, after 17 games, there were 10 penalties in 17 games. That's odds on. And that trend has continued. I posted some stats up about this on Twitter. About how many penalties there were and how it could be value if you were getting higher than 2-1, which up until about the last couple of days you could. Paddy are 6-4 all penalties today, which is frustrating to say the least. But of course, when you put anything out there, and by the way, no one has to listen to me. I don't expect anyone to listen to me. I have made a lot of money out of Advantage Play. And if you want to copy what I do, do your own research and make up your own mind. And if you look at what I do and you don't like it, that's absolutely fine as well. Someone got in touch, though, and said, ha, 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 sample size, though. Okay, so he was laughing at me, which is fine. And he has got a point. Judging the average number of penalties out of 17 World Cup games isn't a large enough sample size. But the problem is, how am I meant to get a larger sample size? So there is a caveat there. You know, I can only deal with the number of games that have been played at any one moment. I can't deal with more. He told me he fully expected a regression back to the mean. I don't think VAR is causing increased penalty rates. That's fine. That's your opinion. Don't bet on it then. I am, however, placing Yankees every single day. So with the Yankees, I'm placing 11 bets, and that's all the doubles, all the trebles, and a quadruple for the four games that appear a day. I need two penalties to break even. I didn't get any from the earlier games. Three penalties would be big payday. Four would be ridiculous. Times 20 at 2-1 average. So I am betting on it. He's not. That's fine. Pinnacle have actually got a report on which they looked at Serie A in the Italian top division. And they looked at the effect of VAR, the difficulties of measuring it, and whether it gives a home field advantage. They say, in fact, it's hard to assess the impact of VAR on soccer matches. Intuitively, bettors may feel that their VAR system may weaken the effect of home field advantage. However, it's difficult to quantify this. There have not been many matches involving the use of VAR, so it is difficult to collect a statistically significant set of data. And this guy was using this kind of argument with me, and I agree. I understand that there is statistically a very low sample size. It's just that there's nothing I can do with it. I put out a hypothesis and I'm betting on it. So he then said, he posted a screenshot of the exchange where the exchange, this is earlier on in the tournament, had priced up Portugal versus Morocco 3-2-1. And I said, very interesting, I'd take that every day of the week. And he said, no, this is the price. And I said, yeah, I understand that that's the price, I would take that. No, this is the exchange price. Exchanges, he explains, are the most efficient prices for bets. And I reiterated, yes, and I would take it. His reply was, you cannot beat the exchange. And this is the crux of the matter. This is kind of a thought that a number of different people have, certainly other forums and groups. You cannot beat the exchange. I don't believe that for a second. What I do know is that very large markets, such as one home draw or away in the World Cup, are shaped within an inch of their life by incredibly clever people. And that's why they've got so much liquidity. And that's why they're so difficult to move. And I don't for one second profess to claim that I would be able to beat them or in the long run. But the other markets, that's where you are meant to sort of apply some judgment and say if you can beat them. Look, I don't know if I can beat the penalty taken market makers, but I think there's a chance. There's definitely less liquidity. This is my argument with Guy. I think I've got an edge, and I'm going to take penalties all the way down to 2.6. And as soon as this get to 6-4, which Paddy have started to do, I'm going to stop. Also, because I think I've got an advantage, I'm compounding my bets. I'm not taking singles, because as we know, if we take a plus EV bet and multiply it with a plus EV bet, we get a plus 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 EV bet. We compound, we multiply the value that we have in ourselves, which is why I'm doing these Yankees. Okay, so if a single penalty comes in, that's great, but it's not enough. I want double. I want value times value coming back to me. Which is annoyingly you can't do in the exchange. I could just take the 3 in the exchange that I still think is good. That this guy is telling me that I can't beat that. No one can beat the exchange. Well, you're wrong. People can't beat the exchange, and they do. So you can't just post an exchange price and say that's the end of the argument, as this guy was doing. So yeah, I've been having the compounded bets. And to be fair, there were 2 penalties yesterday, so I broke even. There were 2 penalties the day before, so I broke even. There were 2 penalties the day before that, so I broke even. It's almost exactly one match out of 2 I've had them, and not today. But as we go into the knockout stage, I will be continuing. And if any time in the next week we do get 4 penalties in a day, it means that the beers are going to be on me. What's coming up next week? We don't know. The last 16 starts on Saturday. I get a day off tomorrow, and I'm really looking forward to that. I am going to spend it sleeping and actually repairing the ground wire that is around my garden, because for some reason the robot lawnmower cannot pick it up. That was value, by the way, when I bought it. 5 years ago. I haven't cut the grass since then. The robot does it for me. Whatever you're cutting the grass with, do make sure it's robotic. Best of luck in your bets. Can't really go through what's happening in quarterfinals because we don't know until the end of the England, Belgium, Panama and Tunisia matches, although Panama and Tunisia is a dead rubber. But let's just pray England apply some tactical mouse. This is Tom signing out. This is Big.